Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, and it's the God in me. Good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. I know y'all getting y'all breakfast on, and I know y'all getting y'all lunch on, but even though y'all feeding the body, the physical part of the body, now it's time to feed that spirit. And that's why you got your girl Diva Mary Kay here with you, and we getting this spiritual feeding on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. Man, it has been such a good week. And this week we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. And did y'all know that tomorrow is too much for me? I mean, a lot of people we hear say, yo, tomorrow is just too much for me. You know, rarely is our focus on enjoying the present moment, y'all. There are always worries about, you know, what is to come. You know, when we start seeing things in our mind like, will we get there on time? You know, will I have enough? You know, other questions in our mind, you know, what would people think? How would it all turn out? And then if you think about it, most of the disasters that we anticipate, they never come to pass. Like, they never happen. You know, our futures are in God's hands, y'all. You know, and he promised to meet today's needs. And that's what it's about. We're so worried about tomorrow that we can't even enjoy the things that's going on in the present moment. And I'm definitely going to get into a story about Javina today. I want to give a shout-out to the 216 and the 614, the 973, the 908, the 347. Oh, I definitely got to get some Twitter love, man. Shout-out to my riders on Twitter, Miss J. Bling, Sunshine Neek 101, Genius, Bugsy, R.I.P. Stacks, Future Guru 100, I Am Tweet Beats, Dre Vicious. It's so many of y'all. I'm definitely going to be giving a shout-out, and I definitely want to give a shout-out to the hotlines, and that's where we're about to go because we witnessing on this morning. God has been so good to me, y'all. I have to keep thanking him for this palette, for this show, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have it. So be thankful for what you got right now. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up to the 216, the 551. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building. What's going on?
Good evening, love. How you doing?
I am doing great. Mitch, what's going on?
I can't call it. It's your boy, Y Die, calling in on a Monday, getting my spiritual feeding.
Y Die, what's going on, man? I'm so glad that you're in the building. It always feels good when Y Die in the building, because me and Y Die spirits, you know, he got a strong spirit over there. You know, you definitely got to give it up for Wild Dive, man. He got a real strong spirit working and moving over there. You know, you never know what can come from this man, like, for real.
Appreciate it. Much love.
Wow, we're talking about, go ahead. We're talking about Thanksgiving on today, and, you know, I had to say to myself, you know, if I miss my son shooting a three-pointer in a basketball game, or if I miss him singing an incredible note during the first musical performance because I'm worried about tomorrow's light bill, you know, will my worries get the bills paid? You know, will I be able to recreate the moments of happiness I miss by worrying about the bills, worrying about tomorrow?
Not whatsoever.
We let you worry kills us, man. That's crazy how the mind can kill you. Literally, just bring you down. And
yeah,
that's
literally.
Really gotta be talking. Go ahead, Wilder. I'm sorry.
It can. It's important to have not only spiritual strength, but to have mental strength as well, especially in the everyday world. You deal with so much on a day-to-day basis. Some people really truthfully can, and some people do, lose their mind, literally.
Literally.
It's important.
Literally. And that's what we got to understand. We can literally lose our minds, man, and we got to start putting healthy stuff into our bodies. You know, and let's start with the whole physical thing. Because when you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, wash your face, brush your teeth, get your shower in, or however your routine is. But then after that, what should you do next? What's more important to feed, your spirit or feed your body? You know, we got to really think about that. Now, however way you do it, that's fine with me. I'm not saying, you know, don't eat or whatever the case may be. But me, personally, before I get my OG tea on, Organo tea, shout out to, Y-Dot, you got to get you some of this Organo Gold products. These Organo Gold products is definitely serious. And today's show is sponsored by Organo Gold products. They got the latte, they got the tea, they got the cocoa. It's cold outside. I'm over in the West Coast and it's 35 degrees outside. That hurts that it's 35 degrees outside. I came from the East to get a little bit warmer, but the Organo Gold coffee and tea and latte and black coffee is definitely going to get y'all where y'all need to be. So y'all want to go to mhargrove.organogold.com. That's mhargrove@organogold.com and get y'all some of that. But we talking about being thankful. I'm being thankful that God gave me a palate on today, on this morning, to be able to witness with y'all and to be able to, you know, just spread the word of God. Got to give a shout-out to the 614 and the 973 tuning in. We're talking about being thankful. You know, so many times we be caught up on the things of tomorrow. Do y'all know how many precious moments? And I just said this to Wadat, that, you know, rarely is our focus on enjoying the presence of the moment, right now. There are always worries about what is to come. We start asking ourselves questions like, will we get there on time? You know, will I have enough? Do I got enough money? You know, what will people think about me? How will it all turn out? And at the reality of the matter is most of the disasters that we anticipate, they never happen. Our future is in God's hands, y'all. And he promised to meet today's needs today, not tomorrow. He going to take care of today. He not going to take care of tomorrow. He already got that under control. But we be all worried about things, our jobs, our kids, our spouses, our money, the way we look, the way people think about us, or whatever the case may be. And God be taking a back burner. We going to open up the line this morning. We got more calling in, more people want to witness with us. Oh, Wydot, did you get a chance to check the show? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Did you get a chance to check the show on Saturday?
Actually, no, I didn't, man. I was
Archive that show. Bacon Smurf, great. Shout out to Bacon Smurf. Yeah, Bacon Smurf, he was in the building with the youth. We was doing hip-hop history. We was taking it back. So I'm going to send you the link so you can check it out. But we're going to open a line up to 310-663-663. Good morning.
What up? What up, Diva? This Tweak.
Tweak, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm good.
Know we're talking about being thankful on today and these worries that we're going through. All week we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. We know Thanksgiving is coming, but we want to be thankful, man.
Yeah, you got to be thankful, man, every day that you're blessed with, you know what I mean?
You never lied about that. I'm gonna definitely give y'all this short story about this girl named Javina. This is deep. It says, Javina watched as serving plates passed from hand to hand, steam curled from the mashed potatoes and candy yams. The tart smell of cranberry sauce made her mouth water. Bowls full of greens, macaroni and cheese, and a platter heaped with dressings and sliced turkey was more than the six of them could eat, y'all. Everyone talked and smiled, but Javina was quiet. There was plenty of food for here. There was plenty of food here today, but what about tomorrow? Her cabinets at home were bare. She had eaten her last pack of ramen noodles for breakfast. It wasn't easy starting out in her home. With rent and utilities, food just didn't seem to bring or to be in the budget. As Javina scooped a large spoon of greens onto her plate, she turned and looked at Grandma, dressed in her favorite lace collar, then at her family and smiled. She said to herself, why let tomorrow worry steal today's joy? Grandma leaned towards Javina and spoke, so the only the two of them were here. Now don't skip on the fixing you a big plate, Javina. You know I already got a little something packed up and set aside for you to take home, her grandma smiled. I always got you on my mind. Javina nodded and looked down to hide her tears. Thank you, Lord, she prayed, for my daily bread. We be so worried about the stuff that's going on in life, man. We be so worried about all the stuff that happens and that we don't have enough, because I know how I feel, you know, not to, just to eat my last pack of Raymond Newman's noodles in that morning. But we got to remember, like with the lesson, take a lesson from Javina, you know, enjoy the pleasures and hopes of today. Just like Grandma, God always got a little something stored away for you.
Woo! Yeah.
That made me feel good. God got a little something stored away for us all the time, y'all.
Yeah. That's perfect. All the time. All the time. He always working.
Shout out to my girl Ebony over there in Brick City. We was talking this morning, and I was talking to her, and I was like, you know what? Sometimes, I mean, God don't never take a day off, but do him a favor and help yourself. If you want to help God, help yourself, man.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add in, you're right about that. You got to help yourself. God ain't going to help you. unless you help yourself, you got to take your steps of faith in order for him, you know, without effort, it goes, you know, it's no progress, you know what I'm saying, without effort. So he want to see you take that effort, and he's going to help you. You know what I mean? There's so many times where I didn't thought I don't know how I was going to make it to the next level without getting a blessing, or how I'm just going to make it. But not one time has he let me down, you know what I mean? I've worried so many times on the next day or the next month, how I'm going to pay these bills or what's going to come. And I just realized all the times I've done that, he is never, I always got through it, you know what I mean? And not one time has he let me slip. So it's just, you can't really worry about the next month or the next day, you know what I mean? You just got to roll with it. You're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is the season to be thankful. So, you know, you always want to be thankful for everything that's on the existence of the earth. But I wish for people to understand that God is miraculous and amazing. Every day, 365, every single day, 7 days a week. You know, we ask for faith as small as a mustard seed, but our issue sometimes is we only depend on God when we're in a tight situation. When the Lord asks you to do something, be patient and obedient, because that means he's working. He got something in store. He got something in store for you. When he asked Jonah to go to Pharaoh and do the crops for 7 years, I mean, I don't want to break the story down completely, but for 7 years, when the king had the dream of the seven heads and the seven beasts, and he needed an interpreter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how God works. Because the same way that he in prison, he ended up having to get him to interpret what this dream meant for him. And not only did he interpret the dream, but after that, the king advised, hey, since you know how to interpret it, I want you to run this. You know what I'm saying? So it's amazing. It's amazing, you know what I'm saying, what God would do if you just wait and be patient. Because remember, it's not on our time. You know, we get to that, yo, my rent due on the 1st, I ain't got it. Today the 31st. All right, God, where you at? Rent due tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? He don't work on our time. He don't work on our time. It's not our time. You know, it's on his time. So we just got to understand and be obedient, be patient, be thankful that he do listen. Be thankful, because just like humans, just like we get fed up with individuals, you know, we get tired. God get tired. He gets tired of making the same mistake over and over again. He gets tired. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he got to let you just be out there.
It's always somebody that you gotta remember. It's always somebody that's in a worse situation. I don't care how your situation is. It's always somebody that would rather be in your shoes. Even if your shoes is messed up, it's always somebody that got a worse situation, man. So that's what I try to keep in mind. You know what I mean? So every day that I, recently, last couple months, I just you know what I'm saying, stop sometimes and look around me. Well, if I'm outside, if I'm smoking or I'm outside, I'm at work, I just look around in my environment and just thankful, man, for everything that I got, even though, you know, it's not probably what I really want right now, but it's a whole lot more than what a lot of people got right now, and I'm just thankful, man, for the trees. I go outside and sometimes just look at the trees, man, and watch the traffic or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to be thankful, because there's a lot of people that's in jail, incarcerated, or sick, that can't go outside, or people that can't walk, people that can't work, people that can't do music. You know what I'm saying? All this, and I'm doing all this. So I'm thankful, even though I'm not rich. My pops told me, I told my pops one day, man, yeah, I'm working on trying to get rich. He told me, well, some people are rich in the spirit and in your mind. So just that's something to think about. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to be, some people consider rich being spiritually rich and being able to breathe every day and stuff like that. And I have to think about it, man. Like, you know what I mean? That's really what I'm out for. Because money really don't mean nothing unless you ain't happy within yourself. A lot of people that got money that ain't happy and miserable and commit suicide. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they get the pressure. So I'm just grateful for the life, period, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to breathe and smell trees and, you know what I mean? Y'all feel me. I know y'all feel me on that.
I definitely feel you. And just to add on to that, you know, as far as with the money and being rich, a lot of people don't know. If you make the things in the world, and I didn't know this until recently. God, thank you for giving me the courage to get the honesty, y'all. If you make the things in the world your friend, you make God your enemy. If you worship in your car, if you worship in your nails, if you worship in your house, if you worship your mate, if you worship your realms, y'all. If you worship that job, God, you making God the enemy, because what happens is you not being thankful and grateful of how you got that. And God will be looking like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how you doing it, huh?
Right.
Guess who gave you that? And guess who will take it back?
Yeah, same thing. It's just like me, and like, for example, with me giving my son, like, I bought him a big wheel. And you know what I mean? And one, you know, I'm the one who got it. But if he starts getting mad at me or start acting up with me and want to get on his big wheel, he's forgetting who was the source of buying the big wheel. That's just an example of what God, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Same thing.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what's up. Go ahead.
People, you know what I'm saying, we just need to be appreciative, you know what I'm saying, because God didn't have to give his only begotten son. You know what I'm saying? I'm always state that every single day of my life. There's no bigger sacrifice than giving. From knowing your mission from the point when you was birthed and married to know your mission. You knew your mission. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't get no bigger than that. And I think people don't understand. God don't want you. He don't just want you to live abundantly in heaven. He said, I will bless you in multitudes. And multitudes, not just. He said, I will pour out blessings so much you won't even have room to store it. On earth. Yeah. You're supposed to live abundantly. You're not supposed to be stressed out, worried about things. I mean, we spend too much time worrying about the worldly things. That's why you get so stressed out.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
When the world gonna leave you thinking by yourself, you know, the world only got love for you as much as you got love for it. It's only gonna put out to you what you put out to it, man. Like, for real. Like, it's only going to give you what you give it. And you know what? I definitely want to open up the line to the 862. Dale, you in the building? Can you hear me?
Yes, you hear me.
Welcome.
What's going on?
Welcome, Dale. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We talking about Thanksgiving on today and about all this worry, you know, when we worrying and worrying about tomorrow, when we need to realize that God is already taking care of today's needs. And I definitely want to get your opinion on that.
Well, you know me, myself, I try to keep it real simple.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay in the day and let the rest take care of itself. Like, how about having gratitude for the things I have?
Mm-hmm.
So, because, see, like, you know my story, and you
mm-hmm.
know, like, there's this story I like to tell, right? It's about this guy, right? He was sentenced to go to hell, but he asked to go to the pearly gates because he wanted to speak to God, right? At that particular time, God was probably busy because, you know, I need a lot of help. So the gatekeeper walked the guy to a room, and he asked him to stand in this room, and God would be right with him. So when dude walked into the room, he seen all these boxes with all his name on it. And he's standing there puzzled and looking like, why do all these boxes have my name on it? So God enters the room. He's like, hold up, Lord, before we get started, I only have one question to ask you. He said, why do all these boxes have my name on it? He simply said, those are all the blessings you didn't allow me to give you. Like, I'm saying that to say, right, like, every day is a blessing that's bestowed upon us. We just have to realize what it is. Sometimes we miss them because we blow past them with a minimum of concern. Like, how about the blessing for me today was like I got to see another day. I got to talk to my grandchild today. You know what I mean? I ain't got to work, so I get a chance to relax and go to the doctor and do some things for me today without worrying about everybody else today. And, yeah, you know what? Being rich in spirit is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because check this out. Everybody ain't going to have all that money. How about that's not everybody? That's not what God got in store for everybody. Because what you need to understand is what is yours. Can't nobody get that. That's yours. Those are your gifts that God gives. They not going to nobody else. And when it belongs to somebody else, they not coming to you because it's not yours. So that's why you have to learn to be grateful for what you got. Like, how about, like, you know, well, I ain't ashamed of who I am. I'm a recovering person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used drugs for 23 years. I just recently celebrated 10 years clean.
And that's
through
right
God's grace and mercy. That's through God's grace and mercy. You know, he allowed me to go out there and do what I did, right? And I used to say, like, God, why you leave me out here so long? But how about he left me out there, like, because, like, I'm a substance abuse counselor today, right? He left me out there long enough so I could carry the message to these young cats that I work with to explain to them, like, you ain't got to stay out there as long as I did. Like, how about the fight is over? Just surrender. Throw up the flag. It's going to be all right. Because, like, for real, it feels good now to be back in my child's life, and my sisters and brothers call me and ask me, what do I think about things today? I'm thankful for all of that. You know what I mean? That's a real blessing. Because, see, to be honest, before I got clean, I was standing at the train tracks ready to step in front of a train. I was ready to end it all because I was tired of the pain. I'm like, but God, if you hear me, help me. And you know what I come to find out? Whenever I pray and ask God for something, he don't remove it. He don't give me what I ask him for. He put me in situations where I have to practice what I ask for.
I'm just, right now, my heart is so full right now. Y'all don't even know. Because it's just so, in the hotlines, the calls, my switchboard is just lighting up. And Dell, you know, he definitely see me from the grind to where I'm at right now. That's the payment. Where people knew you before to where you at right now, we getting this spiritual feeding on. Who really want to miss out on this? I asked somebody over the weekend, I said, if you only had one choice, what would you feed? Would you feed your body or would you feed your spirit? Because the body is nothing without the spirit. And a lot of people don't understand that. But it's that honesty piece on today. I learned the honesty piece from being in the room. I earned the honesty piece with people around me in my network, my friends and my family. I learned to get honest, and I learned to stop worrying. Because he is mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He loved me for who I am. And y'all better grab onto that, retweet it, text it, tell somebody, feed your spirit. Because there's plenty of Blog Talk Radio shows like mine. It's plenty of them. I see them, and they following my show. But it's about giving the word of God, man. Y'all got to apply this. Go ahead. Yeah.
How about, right, Princess, when you ask God for something, how about it's already taken care of?
Yep.
It's already taken care of. You just don't see
it. Mm-hmm. How about God knowing what you want before you even think about it? God know what you want and what you need before the thought even came in your head. He already know what you want and what you need, but you got to practice. Like Dale said, you got to practice. You got to practice each and every day how you religiously get up to that job, how you religiously get up with them kids, how you religiously get up and watch the news, and how you religiously sleep with your phone. You got to get up, and the first thing that you should be saying is, God, thank you for waking me up this morning with the big, cheesy cat grin smile on your face. I'm thankful God wake me up every morning. I got another a day to participate in his will. That's what it's about.
But you know what, though? A lot of young people don't believe in prayer.
No, they don't know how to.
And what you just said, Diva, is feed your soul. You got to feed your spirit. Feed your spirit is not just reading your Bible on the occasion. I mean, you have to pay it. It's called tithes and offerings. It's tithes and offerings. You have to give that. The best thing was said to me yesterday was, how you going to expect to get something if you never give it? How you expect the Lord to do for you if you never give him anything? If you never give him anything. What do you expect him to do?
You get what you find up.
like my man just said with the boxes, in the story, the boxes of blessings, my hand's so tied up because I'm asking you things to do, but you're not doing it, so I can't even give you a boxes.
You know, I can't give them to you because you ain't ready for them.
You ain't ready. That's that that mercy. When God withholds the things that you ain't ready for, mercy. He's showing mercy on you. I'm not going to give you that blessing because you're going to jack it up. And I want you to enjoy that blessing.
Here go a good example. How many things that you prayed to get, right? And then God gave it to you, you prayed for him to take it away. Because you wasn't ready.
We are feeding some spirits on today. When I say we feeding some spirits on today, we getting this spiritual feeding on. Y'all know when y'all come to this show and listen to this show, you going to get something for your spirit. Because it was somebody out there that was worried about tomorrow. It was somebody that was caught up and didn't realize, wondering why they ain't getting their blessings. If you got a trunk full of stuff, how God going to be able to give you the gift of a blessing? Clean your suitcase out, man. I had to clean mine out, and it started with getting honest first. I had to get honest first. After I got honest, I was able to do a lot more things.
You have to humble yourself in the presence of the Lord. Think about the stories and about it was kings that owned land and country. It was kings that humbled themselves to Jesus. It was kings. I have all the wealth in the world. Why am I humble? But they humbled themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, and then on top of that, you're a king. How can you be blessed even more? Because I was blessed with even tenfold than what I already had. So not already got everything, but I'm blessed with tenfold than what I already had. Wow.
You know, Diva, I used to be mad at God, right? For allowing me to stay out there in the land for all that time doing what I did, but I didn't have knowledge that He still had His hand on me. That's why I knew all the stuff I got through, being shot, being stabbed, all that other stuff. I didn't pay attention to that until after I got away from that. I realized, like, it was somebody that got me through that, and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like the day when the boy had the shotgun to my face and pulled the trigger, and it didn't fire. That was God's mercy. I sit back now, and I look at all this stuff, and I understand it, like, He was there the whole time. Even though when I thought He wasn't, He was there.
You see, you know what? I talked to Diva Mary Kay about a week ago, and we had an in-depth conversation. She had a testimony. What's so sad, and my brother, you have a testimony today. What's sad is people walk around in the world being thankful for all the wrong reasons. Everybody got a testimony. You should be thankful for that testimony that you should come out and tell. That's what you should be thankful for. That's your blessing. That's your testimony is your blessing. But we living too good, you know. I'm too good to, you know, say that I'm going through any issues or my life is this or my life is that. Nobody.
Yeah, right.
Bye, you know. God knows.
You know what my question is, and I had to pose this question to somebody and to myself, you know, because I still get caught up in my mess and my things and stuff going on. You know, I still have worries. You know, what if God asked me to save a soul? Like, really stick there with you. You know, what if I had to go deep down and save a soul, man? I definitely want to get into this music. This is Soul Seekers.
Closing my closet, I got a bed for my head. call when I need help. I have family when I fall to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I know better.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say, it's all good.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few heels to climb.
It's all good.
Whoa.
Welcome back, y'all. It's all good, but it's all God. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to your spiritual feed-in. This is on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call in at 347-850-1521. You can tune in live and get your praise on live, or you can tune in live to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. We got the Warriors and Worship Y Dot in the building. We got the Warrior Worship Bell in the building. It's just such a blessing to have y'all here on today. But it's all good, y'all. But at the same time, it's all God. We know better.
Yeah.
We definitely know better. A lot of people think that, you know, their blessings come from all their hard work. And all, you know, all only the people that they know. I'm doing it big. I got my hair done, nails done, everything done. But who provided you with that? And I like that song. Shout out to Tech Deep. Tech Deep on Twitter. Follow him, y'all, Tech Deep. And he had sent that song requesting. And I like that song. He said, I got money in the bank. I got cars in my driveway. I got a big house on the hill. It's all good, y'all, but it's all God. Like, y'all got to, we got to start giving God. That was the Soul Seekers featuring Bishop Marvin Winans. But we got to give the glory to God, man. We be so caught up in idolizing our phones. You know, I remember one time I lost my phone and my whole week was jacked up because of the contacts that I lost in that phone. My phone was actually stolen walking through the metal detector. I think the security guard stole my phone. But I was so distraught on that day because I had relied so much on that phone for my contacts. But what I needed to was rely on the phone, because the reality of the matter is when I got another phone, I was still able to keep my number. The only important numbers that was in the phone was the ones that reached out to me anyway.
Amen. You go. You tell them.
And I got to reflect on that.
We worship the wrong thing.
I had to reflect on that right there. The only ones that really mattered was the people who called me, not the ones I was always reaching out to and seeing how they doing. I don't have to talk to them and pray over them, but the most important people was the ones that reached out to me, whether it was personal or professional. Stop idolizing your phones, y'all. We spend all this money, $300, $400, $500 on a phone. On a phone. I mean, I know it does a lot of stuff or whatever the case may be, but if you be patient, you can get that phone at a cheaper price.
And why are you talking about me?
Oh, I ain't talking about you, but the honesty just popped out. There you go. Handle it. Handle it. You know, I've been the same because I paid for my BlackBerry. I think I paid like close to $300 for the BlackBerry. And the BlackBerry ended up turning to a CrackBerry. It started freezing. It wouldn't work how it was supposed to. People would call me and I couldn't pick up the phone at the time. You know, and that was God probably being, and most likely it was God being an intercessor, because that was the problem. The people, one of the people that I was rolling with, or some of the people that I was rolling with, still have my number, who wanted to get high. Let me call Ed and see if she want to go half on this bag. We about to smoke some kush. We about to get it in. Let's go drink. But they wasn't feeding my spirit.
But you know what,
see,
Princess?
A lot of times, go ahead.
I need to tell you thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because, see, you were an integral part in me doing the things I do today.
Amen.
Hmm.
That's powerful. Now.
Hmm.
I mean, because when I looked at you, I looked at you for all the reasons. Then I found why you were really put there.
And
you were
so
put there. You were put there for me to address some of my issues. Because, see, it allowed me to take a look at me and understand that, like, you know what? Slow down, man. He didn't bring you this for you to start acting stupid and foolish again. Because I kind of got clean, lost my mind, right? A female look at me and smile, the first thing I say is, she want me.
You fancy, huh?
I went straight to, she want me. How about God put people in your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime? I found out everybody don't deserve a front row seat in my life. If they belong in the nosebleed section, I need to put them in the nosebleed section.
My brother, can you say that again? Everybody don't deserve a what?
A front row seat in your life.
Somebody need to tweet that.
I'll tweet it right now.
Because check this out, right? If they belong in the nosebleed section, they're one of them people that's causing you harm, or they need to be up there where they belong. You need to keep the one that's going to give you that positive affirmation right up front and up close, because they're going to tell you exactly what you need to hear and what's going on with you so you can pay attention. Because, like I like to tell people, everybody needs a hater in their life, because the hater is going to tell you exactly what's wrong with you. And if you open-minded enough, you'll hear what they're saying instead of being upset with them and trying to address the issue at hand.
Yes. Yes.
And you definitely right about that. You listen, it's those issues, and we was talking about friendship all last week.
Mm-hmm.
Real friends is gonna hurt you with the truth.
Yes,
I can really you have to evaluate your friends according to the word. If you can't, if your friend, if you haven't said, look, if you my friend, I have to evaluate who you are according to the word of God. What God says a real friend is. Not what I said a real friend is, because I consider you my friend because we share a common interest. Oh, we go out, we drink, we smoke, we party together. That's my roadie. The only reason why I consider you my friend because we do the same things together. And a lot of people don't understand that. But a real friend is going to hurt me with the truth. They'll hurt me with the truth. Not because he wanted to just put himself on a pedestal or make himself feel better, because it was the truth. He wanted what was best for me, in spite of how I'm feeling. Dale, you know I hear that when I'm feeling some type of way about somebody else. I say to myself, in spite of my feelings, I want what's best for that person, so I have to do what's best for that person. Y'all better know. God can bring you from a far way, man. From a far way, but we got to start evaluating the people in our life. It don't just go with just friends. It go with your mates, your coworkers. You got to start evaluating them. You got to really start digging deep into them. And you got to go by the definition of what God says. God tells us a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. Job 16:20. A friend is always there for you during good times and bad. Proverbs 17:17, a friend will stick close to you like a brother. Proverbs 18:24, a friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Proverbs 27:6, a friend will bring out the best in you. Proverbs 27:17, what? Can your friends bring out the best in you? Can your mate bring out the best in you? A friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. Ecclesiastic 4:10.
You need
to evaluate your friends.
Check
that
out.
Word. Go ahead.
I found out that my picker is broke, right? Because every time I pick somebody to put them in my life, I wind up putting the wrong person in. But when I get out the way and let God do the picking, right? Like, how about he put people in my life that would rather hurt my feelings than watch me kill myself.
The people in my life
would tell me, did you think of that all by yourself, silly? Are you for real? You really going to try that?
Okay, y'all. That is good. Y'all, shout out, Miss Mary Diva K, shout out to you for... I would say out of all Blog Talk Radio shows, you know what, I love music, don't get me twisted, but this Monday through Friday show is 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 p.m. on the East Coast. This is real. This is life. This is giving back.
I thank you for that, because God only asks us for 10% of our time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Yo, the shows has been getting so good. I have scheduled the shows for 2 hours because I know they're going to go over. I know other people going to call in. It's so good that we got a 111 area code, 111-1111. That's Blog Talk listening to us right now. They tuning in. It's so great. God only asked you for 10%. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. See, I'm getting my 2 hours on right now. I want to be used as a tool. That's all I want to do. I want to be used as a tool to be used for God's will. I have Monday through Fridays, the spiritual feedings. Now, Begum Smurfing came on. We got Feed the Rules movement that's coming on Thursday. I'm taking it back old school. We're going to play all the old school, the real hip-hop joints back in the day. Houdini's, all of them. Then we're going to go to Frontline Fridays to step your game at it. but it's so important. And shout out to Nakia too. But shout out for you tuning in. But God is God first, how I work, how Ebony works, how Diva Mary Kay works. God first, family second, career third. If I'm going to apply that in my life, I have to apply that to my shows. God get first picking in my shows each and every week before I do anything.
But you know that is the order of the day, right?
Yeah.
That's the order of the day. God, self, then others.
Hey. Better work. We got friends out there. Go ahead.
That is the order of the day. Because, see, it ain't going to happen without God's will.
No,
so you got to make sure you let him go, like, thank you just for the day. If nothing else.
I'm so thankful.
My biggest problem used to be trying to make things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest problem, making things happen, instead of allowing God to let it happen.
What you tell me, Dale, about being it?
When I got out the way of trying to make things happen and allow God to let it happen, my life got better.
Yo, you just saying that right there just took me to this point right here. A lot of people think when you turn your life over to the Lord, that life gets boring, that things start happening, that you're not able to have fun no more. You just die. Well, let me tell you what happens, or witness to you what happens when you turn your life over to God. You ain't got to smoke dope no more. You ain't got to smoke weed no more. You ain't got to smoke crack no more. You ain't got to trick no more. You ain't got to lie no more. You ain't got to be hungry no more. You ain't got to be depressed, angry, used, abused, confused. Come on. When you turn your life over to God, you start getting it back. He starts giving you your family back. He give you your family back. When you walking with God, let me tell y'all something. When you walking with God, when I start walking for God, hold on, y'all. I gotta put the eye on me. I gotta put it on the eye. When I start giving my life over to God and start getting up every morning and worshiping Him, I got my son back. He start communicating with me rather than just bypassing me like I was the roommate in the house. I got my family back. I got my respect back. I got my mom back. I was able to focus on school rather than being dumb high and not realize what I'm doing or going to school, getting high later and forgetting what I went for. I went back down in hell. God started giving me He covered me with the blood, started building my armor so I can go back down in hell and take back what's mine. But I let the devil take from me. He gave it back. I went and got it back. God suited me up. He said, come on, we're going to go through boot camp. I started getting my mom back. I got clean. My family started contacting me. Employers started calling me. I started walking with my head up. I got honest. I got honesty back. Y'all ain't have to lie about who I was no more. You don't die when you come over to the Lord. That's when you start living.
You get reborn.
That's when you start living.
I'm glad He used me as one of the vessels to get you back on track.
I got people in my corner. God sent His angels. He started sending good and positive people in my life to encourage me on today. Give me wisdom. Give me hope. I got in the choir. Y'all, since a little girl, all I wanted to do was sing and have a solo in the choir. God gave me that. Because I surrendered and I gave it on to Him. I stopped living in the world. I stopped caring about what y'all think. I stopped trying to impress y'all. I was letting God take the back burner in my day. How I'm going to put God to the back burner, and He gave me today. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up and get serious. I'm so passionate about this because he brought me from nothing. He brought me from a woman in a shelter with two bags, one bag for her son, one bag for herself, with a women's Bible. He brought me from being homeless, jobless, not having nothing. So here I am with y'all with my own show, rocking hard. Here I rock for the Lord. You don't die when you start giving your life over to God. God sent a good man in my life. I ain't got to worry about this man cheating on me, lying to me, running the streets. Because that's what he loved God more than he loved me. So we ain't got to worry about them worldly things. Yes, we going to be attacked. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all think y'all going through some trials and tribulations right now when y'all living in the world? Wait till you start walking with God. So your worries, you're still going to worry, but your worries is going to change. See, you ain't going to have the worries of your life. You're going to have the worries of others. Can you give of yourself on today? Can you put your worldly and your stupid things to the side to give God the victory and the glory? Them things in the world, you chasing them jobs, them drugs, the men, the women, that food, that lifestyle, that image, it ain't doing nothing but separating you from the Lord, from paradise, you fools. Because I was a fool. You a fool. You got to know that right now. I'm not trying to attack you, but it's somebody out there right now. It was a young lady last week. She called into the show. She was listening. She asked me to pray over her family. Nicole, shout out to you, man. She asked me to pray over her family. She like, the whole month of September, everything has been, I've been going through. You know, my brother got locked up for something he didn't do. I got another brother that's locked up. My mother is stressed. I got problems of my own. She was more concerned for her mother. But what did she do? She thinks she stuck prayer. Prayer changes things, y'all. You cannot be Jesus Jr. Dale told me this all the time. Stop trying to be Jesus Jr. He laughing at you. God laughing at you trying to do his job. Father God, in your name, Father, I just give you glory and honor on today for you giving me a palate, for you giving me a voice, for you giving me victory.
Oh,
it's the first time I broke down on my show, and I'm pretty sure it ain't going to be the last time, because I can.
Amen.
We all a part of God's body, y'all. I need you to survive.
You're going to be all right.
You're going to be great, because you're blessed.
Because check this out, God don't make no mistakes.
No, he don't.
You blessed.
No, he
blessed.
Don't. The Lord don't make no mistakes at all. And we know that prayer changes things, y'all. Prayer changes things. If y'all want some stuff to change y'all life, start praying. Start praying. And watch what happens. Let's get to R. Kelly then.
Somebody just look back over your life. See where he brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. Young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seemed to rain.
He hit me
at any given time.
He hit me
for no reason at all.
He hit me
so hard.
He hit me.
My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asked what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar. Pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused. Got peace of mind, man. I tell you,
prayer changes.
It changed.
Prayer changes.
Oh, it changed.
Prayer changes.
I'm a witness.
Prayer changes.
And I know.
Prayer changes.
It changed.
Prayer changes.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's.
Whoa.
And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra.
I studied hard.
Chemistry.
I gave my all.
Calculus.
Oh my God, so many flaws. Man, ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah.
My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs,
uh-huh,
and gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday,
uh-huh,
and the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me,
oh,
when he said, I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ to strengthen me.
Ooh.
And for me that was enough.
Oh.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A+. I tell you,
prayer
changes things. Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve them. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in.
Oh, yes,
we were separated at least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong, too.
Oh,
and we would walk around the house,
yeah,
putting each other down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of the kids,
yeah,
we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident,
yeah,
and I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way,
yeah,
when we said there was no way,
yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer change,
it changed.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
things I'm
change.
With is it
prayer change,
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 prayer
change,
change,
prayer change.
Now all of these things were happening in one family,
yeah,
but that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh,
and if you didn't know,
yeah,
now you shouldn't know.
Oh.
All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again.
Thank
four kids now, cause they just had twins.
Thank
little
you.
Sister all grown up now. She's
yeah.
a lawyer married with one child now.
Yeah.
2 years big brother's out of college.
Thank
and he's got his hands
full.
Blessed with skills, blessed
hey.
With knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago
Bulls.
I'm a witness,
prayer change,
yeah.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Oh, when it looks like
prayer change,
you can't make
prayer change.
It all. I know that prayer
change,
things,
prayer change, prayer change.
In the middle of the
prayer
storm,
change.
Prayer will
prayer change,
cause it changes.
Prayer would definitely change it, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We are feet in our spirits. God asked you for 10% of your time. We've been getting the feeding on. I just want to say thank you, Dale, for calling in and sharing your story and your experience. And why not? Thank you for just Why, Doc B, just thank you for just sticking with me, man, throughout the show and just calling in the witnesses and retweeting everything that you're doing. It's just, I'm a blessing, and I have to say you were a blessing to me. Thank you so much.
Man, it's gifted, you know, and I'm thankful for you. You just don't know I'm more thankful than
woo.
I appreciate you. You say that. Mm. I appreciate
it. It is Thanksgiving week, y'all. It's so, just be appreciative. Be thankful. That story that we read about Javina was sitting at the table Thanksgiving, had the string beans, the macaroni and cheese, the mashed potatoes, turkey, everything, collard greens, all around the table, had it all around the table, and she was looking, and in the back of her mind, she was saying, dang, it's enough food here for all of us to eat on today. But I have my last pack of ramen noodles for breakfast this morning. I ain't got no food in my cabinet when I go back home. But she looked around at her family and at everybody at the table, and she said, you know what? Why let today's worry mess up today's joy? The things in the present that we should be thankful for, y'all. Her grandmother leaned over to her so they can only hear each other. Nobody else in their business said, you make sure you make you a big plate because you know I got something in the stash for you. You always on my mind. Y'all better know that God got something in the stash for y'all.
Yeah.
If you about to get evicted, he got something in the stash for you. If your car got stolen, you got into a car accident, he got something in the stash for you. If you just lost your job, your kids, your mind, God got something in the stash for you. He always got a little something in the kitty for you. And I love that story that Dale gave on today. He went to he said the man was sentenced to hell. And
that was
powerful. He was sentenced to hell. He was sentenced to hell, and when he stood before God, you know, and he was in the room. He went in the room, and there was all these boxes with his name on it. And he said, God, before we go any further, I just have one question. What is all these boxes with my name on it? God said, that's the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you. Wow. Think about it out there, people. Oh, shout out to everybody tuned in, 732-973-216-252-718-347-609. Yo, shout out to y'all for listening. Now, I want everybody tuning in online, and I'm still working on getting the live chat open, but no weapons formed against Michelle, not Prosper, shall not work. Think about it. And ask yourself, how many boxes do I have with my name on it?
Yes. How many?
How many I done passed up? How many blessings I done passed up, man?
Oh, you know what that's almost like you was actually counting on something, and you were just so impatient that you went and did it. Matter of fact, something sort of like you had to pay a bill. You depended on something else to get it done. They ain't get it done. You went and paid it anyway. The next following minute you paid it, they like, yo, here you go.
Here we go.
You're like, what?
What? And now you mad at them. You mad at them because you didn't be patient and wait. You mad because you wasn't waiting. How you gonna be mad at me because you wasn't waiting?
That's what it's like. All them empty boxes. All them boxes just stored up. Wow. I never heard it that way. That's deep.
Me either. I ain't never get it that way. I never got it that way, and, you know, God is definitely moving on the show right now and having people call in. Y'all call in and give it to us, in y'all experience. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Know when y'all come here, y'all at home. Ain't no need to be nervous. Ain't no need to be scared. Remove that fear because that fear is what's holding you back for your blessing. And if you just got scared, you just added a box in that room with your name on it.
Oh, that's
what you did. If you just got scared, if you just got scared, and if you don't give the honor and the praise to the Lord and open your mouth, it's all right to pray God, pray with God and thank God in your own little, you know, time. But open your mouth. Just imagine when trouble coming your way, you don't want God to be like, girl, you know, all in your ear, or man, you know, I got you, you know, whispering to you like, yo, I got you, I'm going to take care of this. Y'all stop. No weapons formed against him shall not prosper, shall not work. You want God to open his mouth and say, stop, I command thee. This is my child. He or she is covered by the blood. Back up.
Blood. Yeah.
You don't want God whispering for you? I want. That was funny when I said it. Just imagine God whispering for you. Y'all stop. Back up. That's my child. You want him to be in full force. Full force for you. You want to hear God. Just imagine he was whispering your blessings. All right, if you just stay still, you know, I'm going to take care of that light bill. I'll take care of that car note. I'm going to take care of your kids. I'm going to make sure that they don't take your son to jail, your daughter to jail. I'm going to make sure these gang members don't kill them. But what I need you to do is go see your Bible and pray right now. You're going to be like, what? What'd you say? Wait a minute, God, I didn't hear the last part. Okay, what I need you to do is go to your Bible and... You can't hear him. You need him to speak loud. He needs you to speak loud. Huh. But what you put out is what you're going to get back. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What you put out is what you're going to get back. I'm a witness. If you're giving him 3% of your time, you're going to get 3% back from him.
You give him a dollar, don't expect three.
Don't expect three. Expect a dollar.
Expect that same dollar.
Expect that same dollar, if not less.
Yeah.
If not less. I'm going to pay you in installments. I'm going to give you a penny a week.
Mm.
100 weeks, you're going to be waiting to get that dollar because of what you put out. It's a service. It's a service.
Yeah.
It's a service. Y'all got to get this. It's a service. It's a service. He provide a service to you. He provide an unlimited service to you. We still want basic. We still want basic service. Oh, you know, I'm going to watch my little show, or I'm going to listen to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay. Oh, you know, I got my daily bread. But you got to take it up. You feeding your spirit snacks. Your spirit can't survive off of snacks. It don't just need water. It need bread. Give it some food. You just ordered the number 9 and the number 1 at McDonald's. You just got you a big Greek salad. You had a big, dumb, stupid breakfast. I'm talking about with the pancakes, biscuits, cheese, eggs. I don't know how y'all do it, but I go win. I make the salmon cakes, the cheese eggs, the cheese grits. I got the orange juice. I got the homemade hash browns. We got toast. We got biscuits. Huh. My family eat good. But they know before we touch this food, the spirit is to be fed.
Yeah.
And what we talking about in the morning at this table, we ate. And you, Daddy ain't in the room on his PlayStation eating his breakfast. Mama ain't upstairs watching Atlanta Housewives eating breakfast. The kids ain't, you know, in their rooms watching SpongeBob, WWF, BET, whatever, eating breakfast. We at the table. That's the reason why we all come together. The 12 disciples, they broke bread. Come to the table and talk about the Lord. And if anybody else trying to talk about something else, don't threaten them. Don't tell them to shut up. Don't get mad. Don't grip your fork too tight. Turn them and say, turn it over and say, you know what, this is a day the Lord has made, and we should be glad and thankful in it. I'm so thankful that God gave us all this good food for the nourishment of our body. I'm so glad that when I get upset with y'all that I can take y'all to the Lord. I ain't got to curse you out and threaten you and say I'm going to pop off on you. I'm so glad that y'all's here with me. I'm so glad that I'm here with y'all. Because I could have been anywhere else.
I'm so glad I met you when I met you. Don't take it for granted.
I'm so glad to have positive people and spiritual people with me. Because real friends, they follow you where you go. They follow the stuff that you're doing. See, I don't mind you following me on Twitter. But if you're going to follow me on Twitter, know that my followers are leaders. And if you ain't leading, because I check the timeline, I see what you're doing, and I will unfollow you. And I'll block you, too. That's how I get down. If you're not putting God first, and it's just so thankful, I met Y-Dot through Future Guru 100. Shout out to Future Guru 100. But we network on Twitter, on these social networking sites. And that's why I call him a king in a humble land. He's a king of a humble land. He's so powerful but so humble. It's for me, it's like, too, when I listen to his music and I got to know him personally, y'all, and spiritually, that's the most important relationship I have with this man, is a spiritual relationship. The most important. We ain't talking about, oh, you know, I'm doing it big over here, I'm popping bottles, I got such and such in the building. That's all cool and well. But if I can't feed Y-Dot spiritually, Y-Dot B ain't going to mess with me. He going to be like, oh, yeah, she got a show. Yeah, wow, great. She's one of a million with a blog talk radio. But I stand out.
You do.
Y'all want to know why I stand out? Because of God. You silly billies. Silly Billy Gumdrop. Remember that?
No, you just took it there.
Silly Billy Gumdrops. And the people that I'm doing business with, that's in the industry, that's doing the thing. And I love it that I let God drive my car, because I get into an accident. I'm glad that I let God drive my car, because, you know, I'm getting the chance to network with people in the industry, people in the music business, people, you know, out of the music business. Shout out to Flo's Diva Closet. She's definitely getting promo for me. She's on board. But the thing about it is, my core goal to start this show was to each one teach one. Give back. I'm about to start doing Mary Kay Mondays. Y'all look out later on at 6 p.m. for Mary Kay Mondays, because I'm the Mary Kay lady. But God gave me the opportunity. That's what I started this show for, to empower people, to reach out to people. That's what it was for. That's all it's ever been for. And look how far he took it. He took it from me just taking my Mary Kay to now I'm rocking with producers, artists, R&B divas, swag. Shout out to Lady Act with Swag Magazine. Lady Act doing her thing, and she does just more than swag. She's an actor. She's a rapper. Yo, the girl got skills. She another black sister out there young on working on her her second degree in arts, working, putting God first. God sending all these spiritual people my way. Even when Bang and Smurf came on the show, you know, on Saturday, and he was doing shout out to Bangum. We was doing Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we was doing the hip hop history throwback. We was playing all the joints, and I'm going to keep incorporating that. But the important thing that he was saying on the show is the youth don't know their hip hop history, and that's because we don't push it. We don't teach them. We just going with the way. We just riding with the flow. My back, my neck. Teach me how to ducky. Teach me about hip hop history.
Yeah.
I was doing a show one time, and I was talking about, you know, sometimes we all get caught up. We be going online, and Genius said this too, that we don't even educate ourselves, y'all. We be online not even educating ourselves. We be worrying about what Gucci doing and Waka Flocka. And then when I said it on the show, my little niece came in like, Waka Flocka. She too. But it was funny. She came in like, waka flaka! She said it loud. And the whole room, the whole crowd, the whole audience, everybody got a good laugh. But it's the truth. Waka flaka. You know, I ain't trying to hate on that man or what he's doing, but if anybody, even if Waka Flocka listen, anybody that know Waka Flocka, we got to take it back to hip-hop history, man. We got to pay homage to the legends, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. And that's what I'm bringing to my show. Can y'all stay tuned.
When you doing that?
I'm going to be doing it Thursday.
Thursdays at 6.
Yeah, Thursdays at 6, Thursday night at 6. Well, it'll be 6 over here, so it'll be 9 over y'all way. It'll be 6 on the West Coast, so it'll be 9 on the East Coast, and everywhere in between. Just, you know, follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. And you can get all the show times, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you can get all the dates, all the shows, you can get all the descriptions, you can even listen to the shows that you want to and archive the previous shows that I did before. But I got stuff in the arsenal that's just going to blow your mind. When music was, you know, all of music started off all about dancing. Everybody dance now. I got the power. Yeah. It's still good. Everybody dance now. Don't take me over. Yo, remember that? Arrested Development. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Yeah, we going back. But that's Thursday. That's Thursday. That was just a snippet. That was just a snippet. That's Thursday. So stay tuned.
You cussing at them. Some people don't. Some people like, who?
Who?
Who
is Big L?
Wow.
Who is Big L? What's Reminisce? What is that? Yeah, I know. And I'm going to be doing a youth show. So, yeah, the youth show is coming soon. I'm getting it all together where the kids can call in and we can play some of the music that they like that's according to hip-hop history. And give shout-out to my daughter, Tashauna, over there in Brick City. I love you, baby. And shout-out to her mother, Coco, for doing such a good job with her and her sister, Uriah, both of my babies. But they was on the show with me and Bangle Smurf getting it in. We was getting the youth opinion. So, you know, stay tuned, why die, because we want your kids to come in and have a, get their hip-hop history on as well. But we giving them a palette. I'm just trying to figure out, how to get the youth show together. But God will prevail. And everybody listening or whatever, stay tuned for the youth show. So your kids can call in and give their shout-out. They can let all their friends know, I'm going to be on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm going to give my shout-outs. I'm going to get my song requests in. Remember back in the day when we used to watch BET and you used to have to call in and give your shout-out and stuff and get your song request on?
Yeah, you did used to have to do that.
You used to have to call in to BET.
It used to be so wonderful growing up, though. It's so hard. It's so down now. That's crazy.
But we got to take it back. And that's it's talk about taking it back. We got to take our family back, y'all. So many times we let these new technology and electronics, you know, take over our family. And that's one thing I love about my mate is that, you know, even before I left and came over here to the West Coast or whatever the case may be, we did Bible study in our house as well. And we did it out of this woman's Bible. And we had Makai's children Bible. We read and we let him read. Besides Bible study, besides going to church on Sunday, be thankful. Keep the Lord in the house and keep your Bibles open. I see a lot of people, and that's one thing I learned from my woman's Bible. Everybody right now, in your home right now, find the Bible that you got in the living room on the nightstand or in your room. Yeah, I know. It's snowing outside, honey. My son just realized that it was a lot of snow outside. He just actually woke up. Calm down, booby. Mommy on the show. But go everywhere in your home right now and open those Bibles. You want to know why I'm telling y'all to open those Bibles? because you want the house to be full of the blessings and the word of God. If you close it, it's not going to be able to come out. Open the Bible. In your rooms, in your bathrooms, wherever you got those Bibles at, open them up. The Bible should always be open in your homes. You got them on the mallet in the living room, open those Bibles up. Because we want the house to be saturated with the Spirit of God. It's important. It's important, y'all. Yeah, I'm feeding y'all. I know you're so hungry. I know you've been waiting. But God used me as a tool. I had to let go, let God, and let him release and do what he do, not what I want to do. We got to stop doing that too, y'all, doing what we want to do. If your mate hurt you or said something to hurt you or they getting on your nerves, take them to the Lord. When you do get an attitude, don't ask them, why you got an attitude? So you know what, God, no weapon formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work. And this is the man that's supposed to be in my life, Lord, to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. Let him be. But if not, Lord, remove him and say it in front of him. And the same thing with the man. Y'all say the same thing. Father God, yeah. Don't ask her why she got an attitude, what's wrong with her. Say, God, right now I love my woman, but right now her attitude stinks. And I take her to you, Lord. And if this is a woman that's supposed to be in my life to support me, encourage me, bring me into her bosom, Lord, let it be. But if it's not, Lord, let your will be done and remove her. Watch how they act after that. Watch what they do after that. They're going to be like, why you got to bring God into it? See, the devil put his tail between his legs and he run. Because God is so, so powerful. Y'all better know, stop fighting and cursing each other out. You never would have made it if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
You better know. We don't get into this music, y'all. Marvin Sapp never
would have made it.
Holla.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, somebody just need to testify to something next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it. Without you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would have
made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
Y'all, welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You getting your spiritual feeding on, and you made it because you're getting your spiritual feeding on. Oh, my goodness. You on Diva Spot Radio ENT, calling at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521. Why, Dad, I like what Marvin Sapp said. He said, sometimes I like to encourage myself, look in the mirror, and say I'm
looking
stronger,
good.
I'm wiser, I'm better, y'all. I'm so much better.
So much better.
You got to encourage yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Why, Dad, how important it is for you to encourage yourself?
It's extremely important because at the end of the day, without encouragement, you know what I'm saying, you don't have positivity. So you most definitely you need to encourage yourself. Like, I'm encouraging myself now. I'm on the 3-day fast, so I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's definitely encouragement. That's definitely encouragement, y'all. You're going to have to show me, you know, you got to not even show me because I know how to do it, but encourage me, Lord. Lord, Lord, give me the strength that Y.B. has right now to fast.
Man.
To fast. I call myself fasting, and Y.B., you can probably help me out with this, but I call myself fasting that, you know, I don't eat breakfast in the morning until after the shows. Like, I'll have, like, tea. But before I have my tea, I get my word in me first because I already read, I already prepared the word last night before it comes to the show. I already read my women's Bible. But I guess You know, I fast for the first 2 hours of the morning because all I have is tea. I don't have anything else, and I don't know if that's – you can fast in your own way, but, hey, you know.
Yeah, you can fast in your own way. You know, people have many ways of fasting. Mine was just a spiritual fast with just bread, water, and the scripture of Isaiah. So I wanted to do this before Thanksgiving because I ain't fasted all year. So – you know, so now I can dedicate 3 days to fast.
That's what's up. Get your fast on. That might help you out a little bit when that turkey and all that food and stuff come and whatnot. And it's
oh,
just
go,
all
so
good, man. I'll pray for you that you just stay focused, but. You know, the whole topic of the show today, for those just tuning in, is tomorrow is too much for me. Tomorrow is too much for me. A lot of times we be worried, and we read a story earlier about today about Javina. She was worried about the next day. She was having Thanksgiving dinner with her family. It was so much food and stuff there, and she was her mind was on the fact that, you know, she had ate her last pack of ramen noodles. This morning for breakfast, like, her cabinets was bare. Her refrigerator was empty. It wasn't nothing left. But, you know, her grandmother leaned over to her and said, you make sure you make you a big plate because you know I got something in the stash for you later. God got something in the stash for you. Don't be so concerned about tomorrow, y'all, because God take care of today's needs today. And when tomorrow come, it'll be today. So right in the moment, right now, in the midst of, look around and be thankful. Tweet Beaks came on earlier. They shout out to Tweet Beaks. He came on earlier in the show. He was like, I just be thankful for, you know, even waking up this morning, coming outside, seeing the trees, smelling the air, watching the traffic.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there who are incarcerated, and some people who are free, they're incarcerated with their emotions and their mind and caught up in the world and can't see how good that they have it. Can't be thankful for healthy kids. Can't be thankful for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Can't be thankful for good friends. Let's talk about friends for a little bit. I just want to say this comment. Jesus had 12 disciples at his table. 12 disciples. He said, one of y'all is going to betray me.
Mm.
He knew it. And he knew who it was. But how wonderful is it that he had 12 disciples, one was going to betray him, so that means he had 11 more chances of having a good friend. Why are you so caught up on that friend that you've been rolling with, giving your all to, looking out for them, looking out for their kids, looking out for their family, looking out for them, and now you mad because they didn't turn their back on you, or they didn't tell one of your secrets, or they didn't talk behind your back, or they didn't stole from you, or they didn't lie on you? Why? Why are you so concerned with that person? Because what's going to happen? And you're going to be mad at that person. You're going to be upset. Y'all ain't going to be speaking no more. You're going to be walking around talking about, oh, I can't stand them, and then I can't wait for their downfall. I can't wait for their downfall. I'm praying for their downfall. I can't wait till they get their karma, their karma, their karma. But you get in the karma. You want to know why?
Because that's what you just did.
You praying for their downfall. You get in the karma. Exactly,
yep.
And your mind is always on that person, and you not letting go. They victim now, because they done moved on. They on to the next one, and you still sitting there thinking about what they did to you. What he did to me, he hurt me. She lied to me. My family kicked me out. My brother, my cousin, my aunt, they stole from me. Let it go. Because you're going to be a victim, and you're going to be walking around as a victim for the rest of your life, and you're going to be just adding boxes into that room, them boxes of blessings. I like that, boxes of blessings. You're going to be adding them boxes of blessings with your name on it, and when it's time for you to go before God, you're like, what is all these boxes for? Yeah, those are blessings that you passed up because you was hating on Day-Day, and you was mad at Tijuana. because you didn't take your time to apply my word and what I told you a real friend was. See, I'm sending people forth. I'm sending people forth. I'm sending disciples forth. I sent Mary Kay. I sent Lady of Wisdom. I sent the Women of Calling. I sent T.D. Jakes. I sent Marvin Sapp. I sent it all ways. I sent it through hip-hop. I sent it through music. I sent it through clothes. I sent it through the Internet. I sent it. You didn't apply it. You did not apply it. So guess what? Now you got a whole mansion full of boxes of blessings. How you go from a room to a mansion? Step your game up. I have to catch myself while I die because I get mad. You got 50 rolls of 50 boxes, 1,500 boxes of blessings in it that you ain't even touch yet.
And don't even.
Are you serious?
And what's crazy, don't even know they're there.
You don't even know.
Don't even know they're there. That's the worst part.
You don't know they're there because you've been caught up. And we're not pointing our finger at you because when we point our finger, it's three fingers pointed back at us. I got some blessings in the rooms. I got some boxes.
Most definitely. I tell everybody, please don't get in this school. I'm not by far the perfect person. Not at all.
I say it all the time. I'm not perfect, but I'm blessed. You got to be cautious of your thoughts, y'all. Each time you find your mind drifting towards tomorrow's worry, stop. Force your mind back to the present. You know, find at least one thing, one pleasant thing about the present moment. And then you can tell the Lord thank you. Let me repeat that. This is like a public service announcement. Attention, attention, dons and divas. Be cautious of your thoughts, y'all. Each time you find your mind drifting to tomorrow worries, just stop. Do yourself a favor. Get back. Get your mind back to the present. Look around you. Find at least one thing in the present thing, a pleasant thing. I ain't just saying just look around. Don't look at the poverty. Find one pleasant thing and about that pleasant moment. And tell God thank you. I'm alive. I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Yes.
Lord, I'm still standing.
And to a lot of people, just take that time. Listen to Miss Mary Kay. I mean, she's not just talking just to talk and tell you this. I mean, this is actually in your word. You know what I'm saying? The word is the truth, you know what I'm saying? And what happened to the truth? You can't hide the truth. The same thing that Mary Kay telling you right now, people have been telling you a decade ago. And it's the same exact word because it's the truth. You see, a lot changes up. You can't hide the truth. When you tell the truth once, it's going to be here, whether it's tomorrow, a decade from now, a century. It's always going to stay the same. What she's telling you is the truth. You just got to apply it.
You got to apply it. This word was here before me. I'm getting
it's
this word. I'm the same word. My Women of Color devotional Bible. It's coming from Nia's Publishers. Nia's Publishers. That's N-I-A, Nia Publisher. You can look it up, Women of Color devotional Bible and Nia Publisher. And it's coming straight out the book. I just make it sound good. That's it. I'm here too to be used. Straight out the book. This word was here before me. You know, I've been getting myself right and my soul right with the Lord. I've been chasing the Lord. I put my sneakers on and start chasing the Lord and stop chasing the world. Don't be despising the fact that, you know, it's a journey chasing the Lord, and, you know, it's a journey, you know, doing the will of God or whatever the case may be. He chased me for 28 years, 28 long years. He chased me. And it said in the Word, do not despise the chasing of the Lord. Because just like he saved you and brought you through, and all them things that you've been going through, and he answered all your prayers and whatnot, you gotta get your armor right. You better get your breath up. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is you feed your spirit. Your spirit, y'all, your spirit. That's what we're talking about. Feed your spirit. Stop worrying about everything on today. Oh, it just popped in my head right now. Right now, it just popped in my head. This text, the text is that, and I have to say it like this, and y'all, before the show ends, I'm about to, because somebody called me on the other end, I'm about to take their phone number and call them live on the show to pray over them. Hold on. Thank you. Watch this, y'all. Watch how good God is. She just called me, and she don't know I'm about to call her live on the show. Hold on. Dialing out. 856. I don't want to say a number out loud. People tuning in. And you never know, I could be calling you next. I think I'm going to do that. I got like 15 minutes. Hold on, watch this.
Please enjoy this selection while waiting for the person you are calling to answer.
Serena. Hold on. That's okay. I'll call her back. On your side of the bed. Oh, I love this feature. Is God on your side on the bed? I'm about to start calling out to y'all. Word up. Thank you, Lord, for the ideal. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me a palette. He gave me a tool. I'm going to start calling y'all because I got your number. I text you.
Go ahead. Go get them.
We're going to go get these souls, y'all. We're going to go get them.
Please enjoy
and
this selection while
think
waiting
I'm
for the person you are calling to
back.
Answer.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You know who you reach. But since you're hearing this message, you got the right number, but at the wrong time. But do leave me your name, number, along with the detailed message, and I will give you a phone call back as soon as possible. You know, to the next. Have a good day. Bye.
Sorry, that voice mailbox is full. Please
Look
call again later.
Did y'all just hear that? The mailbox is full. We trying to reach out for her, call her, and give her a blessing. But we can't give her a blessing because the mailbox is full. Y'all, guess what? That was another box just added right in her room.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just so glad I got that idea. I'm going to start calling me up.
I feel you. That is great, too.
That is great. Why not? You got somebody you want to call? We got like 10 minutes. You got somebody you want to call that we can pray over?
Oh, that we can pray? Wow. Not offhand.
I'm going to pick somebody randomly. Out my phone.
No, you know what?
Y'all
yes,
bear
I do.
With me. I know
yes,
what the truth
is. Yes,
do?
I do. I'm going to see if she actually. Go ahead.
Text me their telephone number real fast.
All right, I'm about to do that for you.
And I'll call you. Yeah, y'all,
it's,
look.
It's so crazy you said that because I got a text from her, and it's one of my artists. She's my first artist. She's a great singer. And she texted me like, she was just going through so much, and her cousin, who was actually 20, was killed yesterday over some craziness. And his birthday is actually today. So, yeah, right, so she can use it. I'm actually about to send you the number right now.
Mm-hmm. God stepped in our game up today. Look how God using us as a tool. I'm going to start calling two people on each soul and reaching out. Hold on, I got it right here.
You got it.
Her name's Charmaine?
Yeah.
Give me a second. That's the 482 number, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. As long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else, y'all. Let's dial out. I'm having fun with this feature. I'm just using it
not
for the first time and don't know how to act. Use your tools, man. Use your tools, what you got. I don't want no dead air to be on the show, but y'all bear with me. We trying to save souls on today. This is what this is about. Oh, I'm going to start calling people. Yo, you don't even know what God just did right now.
And she got the light bulb going, too, though. She don't even know.
Sure,
she don't got the light bulb going.
The devil trying to block me. Like, no, yeah, I can refresh the page. It ain't about nothing. All right, we about to call her right now. Her name's Charmaine, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay. We just lost the call. Let's try to call it back.
All these people missing out on their boxes.
Mm-hmm. You missing out on you putting your blessings in boxes right now. We're going to call it back. Try this again. Okay. Be looking out for Diva Mary Kay to hit your phone. If you in my phone, know I'm going to call you and pray over you. Did you get the message that I sent today? I was like, you know, show starts in 10 minutes. If you don't want to receive this message, text back, stop. Did you get that one while
I
got
that message. I got that message.
I was just trying to see who, you know, because I ain't trying to, I'll pray over you, but I ain't trying to bore you and load your text up, your phone up with my text. Try this again.
Please leave your message for 216-482-6212. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for
the
library,
I'm gonna put you on mute, okay?
Pound.
Okay.
Hey, Charmaine, this is Diva Mary Kay. We are calling live. Me and Y.B. are calling live from Diva Sop Radio ENT, and we getting our spiritual feeding on today. We wanted to call you and reach out to you and tell you that we love you, that we care. We understand that you're having a rough time right now and you just lost someone, but God wanted us to call you up and say you're not alone and that he is there and that you can always, always come to him and talk with him and get your praise on with him. Leave it in God's hands. That's what we called to tell you on today. We're calling you live from the show because we was thinking about you on today. You're on our hearts and on our minds. And we need you to know that. Y-Dot, you open on the line now.
Yo, I just want to say, you know, I'm with you. You can give me a call anytime, text, call, anything you need. I'll be here for you. So, you know, always in my prayers.
All right. God bless you, Charmaine. And no weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. Y'all better start answering them phones, because you never know God is calling to give you a blessing. We 3 minutes down to the end of the show. I want to pray over the show as I usually do about this time each and every day. Ow. Thank you, Lord, for prayer. Our minds are open. Our hearts are open. Our spirits are open. Our heads are bowed. Let tomorrow worries go. Get it out your mind. Focus on God right now. Lord, help us to keep our thoughts where they belong, Lord. Father God, bring to our minds pleasant things that are helping right now. Father God, teach us to have thankful minds, hearts, and spirits that are grounded in our trust that you already have tomorrow under control, Lord. Father God, keep us, no matter what we're going through, keep our minds and our hearts, Lord, and our spirits. Let us give us the strength to encourage ourselves in your word, to keep moving on in spite of the things that's going on in the world, Lord. Father, we give it on to you, for you are worthy to be praised, your mighty name. Father God, we thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, his precious blood for this world, so one day we will be cleansed for sin, Lord. You didn't have to, but you did it because you love the world so much, Lord. We give it all to you. We give it up to you, Lord. Because without you, we wouldn't have not one day that we get on today. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for the things, the grace, the things that I get every day that I don't deserve, and the mercy for the things that you withhold from me that I'm not ready for. Guys, I just want to thank you all for just tuning in live with me. And, you know, and just coming and worshiping with me. And no, Diva Mary Kay is going to be calling your phone to get you that spiritual feeding. Y'all don't know what God can do for you. In order for him to do something, you got to let it in. Let him in. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Shout out to Y.B. for coming in the building with me. You getting your spiritual feeding on. Let's go. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. I know y'all hungry.